Hey, it's recording. What's up? Welcome to Slam Boozle, the Dodcast.
Raisins taste better when they're cold.
Huh? Oh, yeah, they do. Grapes, too. You ever freeze grapes?
No, I was talking about in the cold. They feel better in the cold. I shouldn't have said taste. They feel better when it's cold.
What's your favorite is raisin a fruit? What's your favorite fruit?
It's your favorite starch, nigga. What's your favorite word?
Fuck. Do you have a favorite word right now? Like something you Googled one day from a book and you're just like, yeah, bro, this is my... And you just like throw it out at parties like you read and shit?
Nah, definitely not.
For real?
Nah.
What about duality? I remember when you learned about duality.
I wrote duality out for way too long. Nah, dude, I don't know. I say for shorty a lot and I don't even know why. I really don't. I don't know why I say that, but
I wrote it.
Nah, dude, I wrote it in my fucking, like, when I was writing the other day, and I was like, why the fuck do I say that? Like, why do I keep that up? The one thing I kept up, the one thing I'm very consistent with is making sure I say, oh, for shorty. For shorty. I don't know why.
Because it's like your calling card, bro. It really is. Man, nah, I for real, I love my friends that have like this like the one thing they say and only they say it, you know? In a world where it's like you could just see anybody shit, not like... On the internet, you could see like trends spread like wildfire is what I mean. So it's like cool when it's like you find one that really ain't, you know, been hitting yet or you ain't heard it yet type shit. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
You're talking about Bamboozle the podcast and raisins feeling better in the winter.
For sure, bro. I don't even think we're going to experience a winter here.
Nah, probably not. I was just talking about that.
Well, we lived here in the winter in Sac.
Yeah, Sac was a little colder though.
Yeah, it was hoodie weather.
Like I feel like we were taking hikes up the mountain. And fucking and sweating our asses off in the winter in December, January.
Oh, when we got here?
January. Yeah, it was nice out.
Do you remember though when the sun went down and that sweat turns into fucking ouch?
Freezes on your back? Yeah. It sounds like your back's cracking really, just the ice on your shirt.
Oh, you think you're going to get hypothermia? It's like 90 out.
Yeah, true.
What about the smog, bro? I went and...
Take that shit back over there.
You bring that shit on every podcast.
Bro, I'm good on
no, I woke up like at some ridiculous ass time the other day to go see the sunset. Or I'm sorry, sunrise. And I couldn't, bro. I went to one of the highest peaks I know around here and I couldn't see shit, bro. It was like by the time you knew it was daytime, it was like fucking 6
p.m. But the smog hit at different times of the day. That's where it confused me. Is like, is this fog or do we just live around a lot of mountains? And there's just fog.
I can't chalk that up because LA doesn't have a lot of mountains really extending past it in the sense, right? Unless I don't know.
It does.
I mean, I haven't looked at the topographical view, you know.
There's a lot of mountains all around. I just don't Burbank's know. Gas, I don't know. Though, I but like, why would Burbank. There be smog at different times of the day?
It's the bro. You never watch Bill Nye or something?
Crazy are you just talking about the cars being out?
Huh?
The times of day
I think
the
it's
cars
the cars, but it's also like the what I don't even know the words, bro. Humidity and shit in the air, like, bro. You know how they got the Richter scale for earthquakes?
Oh, for scary cats.
I feel like they probably got a smog scale, like dirty level 9.
Dirty hours, like don't go outside.
Hey, also today, this is a big ass side note. We moving on, but we was talking to Vince, and I was talking to Vince. I don't know who he is. Me and my old
when you're
ego.
Trying to convince.
Yeah, anyway, but Vince and I were talking. I was like, we was talking about all the taxes and shit they got out here and like in cereal boxes and how they're still the same width fit. Like if you're looking at them from the aisle, but you turn them bitches sideways, they're shorter and skinnier and they're fucking and they're more expensive.
I got the same volume.
And then, all the air in the bag. And then I go, bro, if they're out here taxing us for 10 cents for a fucking grocery bag, like there should be a citizen's tax on the air in Dorito bag. Like you should start paying us back for how much air is in that shit, or make smaller bags. Y'all want to talk about going green, but you got fucking 80% air in them shits, and also the seasoning. Hello, bro, where did the seasoning go from Doritos? The Cool Ranch used to be fucking. You get that one in there that's put you on your ass almost. You
when
was
you
a
gotta
kid.
Sprinkle on the other one.
Whoo, your fingers, you licked them afterwards, bro. You was salted out. No, felt the salt.
I wasn't the one, bro. I wasn't the one to lick my fingers like that.
What about Bugles? Did you ever put them on your fingers?
I thought that, yeah, of course. I feel like the thing they got, even, bro, the thing they got up, back home, stop. Though, even Bugles, Old Dutch chips. Nigga, listen, I know you know what Old Dutch is, right?
Hold on. I'm going to forget. Old Dutch chips, let me bro, say
the
this.
The dill pickle smackers?
Yeah, of course. Where your mouth's all here. Tart afterwards? They don't?
They don't got Old Dutch at all.
What about Top the Tater Daddy?
I thought you said Tapatio. Nah, I never had that. That's some, probably some what? Wisconsin shit. Tater? Tater sounds like some Wisconsin
Top
shit.
Top Tater, it's like Minnesota shit. It's a sour cream and like chives, but in garlic or I don't know, bro. I thought that was just regular. You know how some companies just have
they don't do that out here?
Huh? No, bro. It's different. It's just different. Just know it's different.
I just know my mom always throwing sour cream on potatoes, bro. And I'm just like, I'm good, bro. I respect the potato.
Respect.
I understand that like potatoes are very special for their kind. They're not. They're not a vegetable.
What's their kind? What color species?
Starches, bro. Isn't that fucked up? That's segregation at its finest.
Oh shit! Over to you, George, with sports.
Is a potato a vegetable?
Have you ever heard of a legume?
A legume?
Legumu. Legumu? Lugimi?
Like the water?
What? No, the noodle.
Oh, no.
Legume. I think it's like a plant or a protein. I don't know. During my weak-ass 6-week stint of veganism, yeah. I fucking learned about some shit I couldn't even pronounce.
Dude, I don't know if I could do the vegan shit. Like, I've been talking to my buddy at work all chicken the time. Like, he's a pescatarian, full-blown. So the last time he ate a piece of meat was like... Not 8 years ago. 8 years ago, and he threw up. He just ate it because he was blackout drunk. Yep. He ate some bacon. Yeah. And then he ended up throwing it up. But before that, it was when he was like 18, 19. Bro, this dude's like 40 now. He's just,
bro, can we talk about, too, how, like, if you drinking or fucked up, like, you could just break any habit, like, without thinking twice?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Bro.
He asked me today, he's like, you ever got blackout drunk? And I was like, bro, that's all we aim for. Like, that's all I aimed for at one point. Like, I didn't want to drink. It didn't taste good. It didn't.
Yeah,
like,
I wasn't there for the flavor, bro.
Dude, at all. Like, I wasn't just going to drink a couple beers. I'm like, I'm trying to get as fucked up as possible. Like, right now. Like, this is that's the point of this, right? And I keep it coming. Like, let's
go. That's how,
like,
you, bro, you and I are the same in that our MO when we're drunk is just to find more drink. Like, and I'm mad that I called it drink like we in middle school again, but like for real,
bro. That's how I feel.
Pull up.
I don't know. He asked me if I was like if I ever got blackout drunk, and I was just like beside myself. Like, of course. Like, what do you mean? But there are all those people that have never like that will stand beside the fact that they've never blacked out ever. But you've seen these people drink all fucking night with you. I'm just wondering how their conscience stays there. Cause my shit be turning on the veil whenever.
Proportions. What's that word? Right? Proportions.
No.
Like a lot, not a lot of chocolate. You can have a little bit in.
Yeah.
No.
Like
in,
tolerance, you mean?
No. What's the word, bro?
Portions.
In, is it portions? Like portion control, but like what is there's another word for it, I think.
You talking about cars?
No, chocolate. Eat it in. There's another word meaning proportions, I think. Fuck, bro. But either way
yeah.
That's how they do it. They know how to pace themselves. You and I, it's like, oh, we didn't eat. All right, let's drink more. Like,
I would oddly like not eat before I drank, purposely? So I know it hit me harder. Spend less. Try to
that's
spend less
saying.
Money, but then end up spending more money because I'm more faded.
Yeah, bro. Then it's 2 a.m. You're hitting up people you shouldn't be hitting up, and you're eating food.
I never did that. I never hit up people I really? Wasn't supposed to. Dude, nah. But Nate, bro. Nate would be on the ticker, bro. Just, you know, round
like
about 12:30, 1 o'clock, he hitting up people from his past. He don't even text.
Yep.
He ain't talked to in years.
I got boys like that, and I love them.
Yo,
that you know
I love them, dude.
Like,
bro.
I ain't talked to him in fucking months, and they'll come out at like
randomly
2,
thought
3
about
me. My boy, listen, Cody, if you listening, I'm sorry, buddy. But my boy called me at, every time he going through, he calls me at 3 a.m., right around 3 or 4. Listening to Mac Miller, bro. Like,
same
always.
With
him
Nate,
and I
bro.
Always connected on
same
Mac
with
Miller.
Nate.
But this last time he FaceTimed me, dog, I called him back. This motherfucker was sitting in his brand new check up my brand new truck. He's showing me it around and shit, and like just panning the camera, and he turns it around, shows me the dashboard, the touchscreen and shit, and the camera moved a little too far. And
you
I go, whoa, what? Hold up. What did I just see? And he starts laughing. He's like, what? And he turns the camera. This motherfucker is sitting in his car in his whitey tighties, just bumping Mac Miller at 4 a.m. calling me like going through it and just excited to see me, bro. It was, I don't know.
I
that shit
that
was
though.
Fucking.
I rock with it because weak. I'm not that person. I'm not that person that gets faded then goes out and calls people that I have sentimental value for, like the people I think of and
you
people I care about.
Yeah.
I don't go out of my way. Like, I'll think about them, but I ain't going to call you like because I don't like calls.
On that level, yeah.
But I like
you
my friends that,
into yourself,
I like my friends that will do. Because that it just shows that, like, damn, when I'm faded, I want to talk to this nigga. You 100%. Know what I mean?
And some of those friends, man, I had them growing up where the only time you'd really get that heart to heart was when they're drunk, and then like in their normal, like sober, you know, everyday life, like they don't talk about shit. And yeah. And it's so cool to watch them like fucking open up during those moments though. And you're like, fuck bro, I didn't know you was that deep. Like I didn't know you was really.
I've been going through that with my friend at work, yeah. Bro. Like yeah. That dude I work with, bro. Hell like yeah. For real. Like that's I feel cool. Like we weren't at odds at all. Like we were always real cordial and nice to each other. But like recently, over the last couple of days, this dude has just busted out of his shell telling the most out of pocket jokes, yes, at the most random times. And like now he's just randomly singing around me, randomly like just saying random things, like just off the wall things like I do, bro. Like right. I don't know if I'm rubbing off on him or if he's just finally comfy, you know what I mean? Right, to just right. Like that's the real him. And I like seeing that in people, like just the real unadulterated, unfiltered, unrated you. You know what I mean? That's
and
the
it's best. It's usually disguised as a kid, man.
True. That's how. Like,
not
I don't
disguised,
say
but it's
I
like
don't
it's
say that's how
out.
He acts. But like, right. Definitely, you can see the child in him. Like, I like seeing a child in people,
especially
just
older
a happy
people,
go lucky.
Man.
Like,
not older,
bro. That's
but,
what I'm saying, dude. Yeah. Dude, like in his 40s, bro. But like, one of the most down to earth cats. For real,
I love that.
Same,
dude.
same dude. Pescatarian, bro.
Oh yeah,
yeah, bro. Dude,
hey man,
good.
There's something
used
nice
to be in
about
a band,
people that only eat fish. That they got good souls. I heard.
Bro, I don't really get that. Like, I get that. Like, vegan, like, is the your balls hang the lowest, and then one step up from that ball hang is like, pretty much like vegetarian. Pescatarian. Then
no,
it's vegetarian.
Excuse me, and then pescatarian.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
like
yeah,
vegetarian,
yeah.
You're not eating anything.
And then pescatarian, you're eating fish, and then just regular.
Yeah, pescatarians is fish with. Anyway, here's the thing though. I want everyone to know we kind of just fucking around because there's gonna. I mean, if you're gonna do it. But there's gonna be hella people like trying to school us on all
it's
the terms and.
School me, please. The more knowledge I can get from this podcast, the better.
Yeah, for real.
This is what
man.
I'm doing. This is what I'm doing it for. I want people.
But them vegan heads are
to call me out and let me learn something.
Let you know. Yeah, no, I love that shit for sure.
But I'm sure people
even
were calling
like when it's
you out,
unsolicited,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
I think like, people were calling you out like crazy when you were doing it.
What?
I remember you doing it.
Doing what?
You're a pescatarian.
Calling me
thing.
Out?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm sure people were. Were they? I'm asking you.
For what?
Just like, oh yeah, no, this vegan, that, this vegan, like.
Oh, like giving me shit, you're
yeah,
saying?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh hell yeah, dude! Especially because I was a dude. Like there definitely was a sex thing involved with it at the beginning. I feel like at least where I was from in the area I was in, it was just like. Only girls like ate like that just to like look good or healthy.
This
like, it was a bad narrative,
bro.
You know
bro,
what
this
I mean?
Is the Midwest we're talking about, bro.
True. No, I'm just yeah, exactly.
But, probably exists
but here's
all over
here's
the, place.
The thing though. I can't lie. Like that really is how it was.
That masculinity thing is very odd though.
And it's starting to get. Broken
I feel like I'm allowed
down.
To do a lot more here, and I don't know if that's just because it's 2020. I don't know
it's
if
a combination
it's because
shit.
A couple years went by or what it is, but I feel very comfortable doing whatever the fuck I want.
With your divine feminine.
Like. Out here, like I don't feel like weird when I tell like certain jokes, and I don't feel weird when I do like certain like, not interpretations, but what are they called?
When you're imitating someone.
Yeah, imitations. Yeah, like I don't feel weird when I do it. Like, I feel real comfortable saying whatever the fuck I
right,
want.
Right, right.
And cause, like, I don't want to say people are more thick-skinned, but people are more accepting of shit. Like they get it. You know what I mean?
It's a combination.
And they know you're not out
they,
to hurt somebody.
Right, but it's a combination of they get it. And the other half is just people don't give a fuck because they've seen it all.
Yeah,
I seen a goat on a leash with an Instagram that got more followers than me, bro.
That goat was back in Hollywood again. Dude, people love talking about that goat.
Bro, back in Hollywood, it hasn't left. I see it on my bus ride every day.
Would you have a pet goat?
No. I just don't think I could deal with like the clean. I just thought of those. There's people really out there paying money to go to like goat farms to get trampled while they're doing yoga.
Do people do yoga at goat farms?
Bro,
I feel like that'd be
bro,
a shitty
that's
place.
A whole ass
literally
little, like, universe, dude. There's people out, like the goat just crawls on your back and shit while you're doing
what?
Yoga. Yeah, I thought it would hurt. I can barely hold myself up as is. I did yoga the other day
hooves?
For the first time in a minute. Bro, yes, the hooves digging in your back.
Is it hooves or hooves? Is that like fucking...
Bro, is it...
Is that milk it? And milk?
Yeah.
Again?
Potato, bonito. Or,
you say bendejo? Anyway.
No, Zendaya.
No, dude.
Oh my god, man.
Yeah, see, like that's the kind of chick I'm scared of, though.
Intimidated or scared of?
Scared of. I'm scared of having in my life because that's the kind of chick that will make me go batshit crazy. Like I'll probably like fall, start doing things out of pocket things.
Oh, you
out
mean
of my
love
way.
And feel stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh
yeah,
yeah. Fuck. Why would we want to do that?
Just lose my mind type, dude. I'm too focused right now.
The one thing I enjoy though about her, especially as in Frank Ocean, is just like that. I mean, she's definitely more in the limelight a little bit than Frank, but like how it's just like they're really adamant about just being themselves, living their life like off the camera, bro. Yeah. And like this, like you can see it on, I feel like you could see it on Zendaya's face a lot. Like she's just a mad introvert. Ironically, you know what I'm saying? Like she's a movie star, dude. Just like really been hitting it off since Shake It Up Chicago. And now she's doing like this, like the most adult, mature role in Euphoria. And you just see like that when she's in public, she's like, yeah, I just don't really fuck with no one. That's so wild yeah. to me, dude. And also, that's just, I mean, publicity in general, I feel like, with the
popularity. I like that, though.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I really admire that.
No matter where we go in this lifetime, man, I definitely want to stay grounded like that and just have my little close ass family, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking about where we're going this lifetime, bro, I'm trying to definitely play chess on top of a mountain ASAP.
I have to learn how to play first.
Oh, fuck.
It's a perishable skill, bro.
I didn't know. Oh, really?
What you mean? You remember?
No. I was just expecting us to know what things to move where, and then we'll just let it go from there.
Yeah, but there's like, I don't
know. I'm more concerned with us getting these two chairs and a table up a mountain.
Just the idea of it? I just brought our lawn chair up to that lookout spot.
That's dope as fuck. But I'm really, like, I'm not concerned, but, like, I really want to see us bring a table and two chairs and some chess pieces up to the top of a mountain where people, like, are climbing frequently and just not be the oddballs up there, but play a game of chess up there. And just see if other people start doing it, bro. That'd be fire.
Disney? Like, the intro to Disney?
150%.
Yeah, I'm with that. Or checkers, too, because, like, why do we got to have the stigma of, like,
yeah, dude, we play Jenga if you want.
Yeah, yeah. Jenga.
I just thought chess is kind of fun.
Mancala.
Is it Mancala?
Yeah.
That game's mad fun, though.
It's addicting. I think you play by yourself, no?
You can play by yourself, I think. It's like solitaire, though. Like, if you play, you're going to cheat.
Oh, God, on some prison shit?
You're going to cheat.
What would you make against your prison Mancala game out of? Pebbles?
Nah, I'd probably roll up... small pieces of ball, like paper, like small balls of paper.
Small pieces of ball.
Yeah, ball here, and then not that make ball. Probably like I don't know if you can get an ice cube tray in prison, but that'd be the fires thing to use.
Oh yeah, that's actually smart. I didn't think of that. I like that.
What I'd use?
How about another question from?
You're just playing on the ground. You don't really need the holes.
True. All right, next game that you build in prison.
What game would you play if you were stuck in prison for the rest of your life?
And is this like we can only have one game? Ooh.
No Game Boy, no electronics.
Tennis racket? I play like this against the wall.
You know what? There's this thing in prison called handball. I'm dead serious, bro. It's called handball.
Hold up, stop. I know what the fuck handball is. Really like what it's tied to is prison? Only like this game didn't exist outside of... My boys from New York play all the time, bro. I feel like that's a wild-ass fucking assessment.
You need to have certain conversations with these people and get...
Maybe they were in prison, man. Background check. Think about it.
Anyway, yeah, but like I knew this dude named Savage, and I only call him that because he had Savage tattooed on his neck. And, like, I don't know, dude, this is, like...
Did they put an accent mark on one of the vowels?
No, he didn't at all. He just had Savage on his neck. It was cool. It looked cool, but me and my buddy I used to work with, that older dude, the older Chilean dude, Jorge.
Yeah.
Funniest dude ever, bro, I swear. But one day, like, we were both looking at it, making fun of it, and pointing at it, and, like, being like, Savage? And I was like, nah, bro, it's French. Bro, it's Savage. Bro, this was a big old muscle-bound dude from prison, bro. Dude, he, like, hated when that dude said it, but I'd say it all the time, bro.
And
this old dude would almost fight every day. This, like, a 25-year-old big buff prison dude that just got out of prison, like, huge ego, all that, bro.
Right.
And this 60-something-year-old Chilean dude would fuck with him every day. Like, call him a pussy. Like, tiny little Chilean dude, bro, fuck with him, just always talking shit. One of the funniest dudes I ever met, man. But, yeah, no, they damn near fought every day. And that Savage shit. Sent him over the edge, bro. You really grabbed this man and like shook him.
Really?
And shit. Yeah, it was crazy.
Shaking people's the funniest to me. It's like the most extreme way to get out energy beyond fighting, almost in a way. Like
and shaking.
Like when you ever see the kid do that like little angry shake, bro. That's the most powerful that time any kid has ever been, including ourselves.
Oh yeah, when your
the
body's
angry shakes,
like, right there.
Oh yeah.
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 I did used to hate that though. Who used to shake you the most?
No. Whoa. Child Protective Services pulls up. What's up? You heard the word?
Or do you guys like to shake?
Would you shake your way on down to these fucking
handcuffs? Shake your way down to the courthouse. We got something for you.
Bro, what's the craziest... Or damn, I got to think of this question. Talk real quick. I got to think
150%. I was sitting up watching the sunset tonight.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about... This dude, I thought you said sunrise.
So you were actually correct. I apologize.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. You're crazy, bro. That dude I was talking about from work, he asked me, like, a couple weeks ago, he said, what's the craziest thing you ever heard? And, like, I was, for some reason, I was thinking about him asking me that tonight. And I was just like, if anybody else ever asked me that shit,
you wouldn't know.
I'm just going to say that. Because I don't know.
Him saying that is the craziest shit I ever heard.
You really think I'm going to come off the top in the next 30 seconds with the craziest? I've never heard something that crazy.
I could beg to fucking differ, my boy.
Can't. Yes, I can. I can never just point at something and be like, "Yep."
Wait till we get video on the podcast, bro. We can show these motherfuckers all the post-it notes you got. But shit that you thought at that moment.
That's was the craziest, the fucking
craziest shit you heard.
No, bro. Okay, for example, what's the craziest thing you've ever heard?
We're not over to me yet. What's the craziest thing you ever heard?
You didn't ask me that.
I say it a lot. And usually I'm high when I fucking hear about it or experience it. Because I always say, like, that's the craziest shit I've ever heard. When people just, like, expose, like, shit that crazy shit I've ever heard, dude, I have it. It's not that I don't have it, that I haven't heard it. I just had to think on it. But you're saying that you don't have it?
No, I'm just saying that's...
Or you just can't remember.
That's some crazy shit to ask somebody and expect an answer. Like expect an answer, like, right off the bat. Yeah, yeah. Like, you can't expect that for me to be like, yo... Off top, got it. It's the craziest thing I ever heard right here. I keep it in my notes, keep it in my pocket, keep it on the end of my tongue for whenever I
have that answer.
I've been waiting for someone to ask me this. To be honest, I'm glad you asked me this. Dude, I've never, bro. I don't know. Maybe I was traumatized by that question when he asked me that.
Right, right. I posted this on my Instagram today. I've had this screenshot for years, but it said, "Do you ever think about how weird reading is? Our eyes are able to scan these different symbols and construct the scenarios and concepts they describe in our mind. And these concepts have the power to twist our emotions and make us cry and laugh. And wow, reading is weird."
That is mad weird.
I told Vincent, I was like, bro, if like, I know it's some real stoner thoughts, but like, there's literally, at least in the English language, what we're speaking right now, there's 26 little symbols that we all agreed upon. Only 26. And think about the amount of things that have come from words, man. I hate this example, but I gotta say it because I gotta start studying some better ones.
Me too.
Nah, but Hitler, bro. Real shit, like how he was able to fucking convince a whole entire just a fucking army of people to go fucking, and like that you weren't good if you had did, bro. That's power of words though, like, and then you get to, yeah. But I'm just saying it's insane. What I don't even remember what I was talking about.
What words have done to the world, to be honest.
Yeah, oh, like, the 26 letters. Yeah, it's just insane to me, dude, that, like, we just all said, yeah, this is all what we're going to agree upon, that these are this, and then you guys just go and do your own thing and start adding them together, and then we just have this way of communicating with people, and those things can literally fucking make you feel physical differences in your body. That's insane to me, by reading them, by looking at them. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know. I just had some perspective on it today. It was pretty cool.
Nah, bro, like, I don't know. Craziest thing I've ever heard.
Just give me some, like, maybe is the question not being framed correctly? Like, give me something, yeah, like, that you got in your memory that you enjoyed, a quote, like something that was wild, or like this really out there. Like something that even though we may not answer with it, we already thought about it the second someone asked the question. I do that a lot. When people start thinking, I go, no, you already thought of it. Like, tell me what the first thing was. Because our monkey brains start tricking us, bro.
I don't know, man.
I don't think that's the right answer.
I feel like I'm really sarcastic, bro, and I only think of funny shit. Like, crazy shit I ever heard. Like, you know what I mean? Like, shit like that. Like,
right.
Yeah, I really don't have, like... And, like, existential shit, obviously. Like, reality in general. Somebody told me the Big Bang's a thing. What? Like, you know what I mean?
Right,
type shit. Like, that's probably, like, the wildest shit I ever heard. It's, like...
That, all those theories and just, like, no, metaphysics just, and shit?
Just us being, dude, if you couldn't see and you could, are you, what if your only sense you had was hearing or taste? What if your only sense was taste? Would the world around you still exist if you didn't have feeling, sight, being able to hear?
Right, that's the greatest question. See, that question alone is a greatest thing you
like. But rum would just taste for me.
Huh?
What do you think life would be
I
like?
I know. I'm telling you, bro. It's very hard to go there because of what we've experienced already, whether we can mentally get there or not. Like, we have had these five senses, so it's
difficult.
Bro, you
think bacteria just taste?
But the question you're posing, I want to get this clear out there because it's actually pretty cool. You could do some research on it, whoever's listening. But, like, the idea that if there's no observer to observe the thing, then is there a thing? If nothing's observing the thing, does it exist?
Yeah, that's like a quantum physics question.
And I fuck with that shit. But here's the thing. The cool part is, let's break that down, because quantum physics ain't nothing but something man decided on to start using as a reference point and language and a way to explain things. And I'm not saying it's good nor bad nor whatever. I'm just saying, like, it's interesting to know that science, religion, like, all these things are, like, stuff that just kind of cultivated themselves into this world. And we live by it, and we explain our world by it. And just, like, I really do look at science as, like, a form of communication and the ability to translate this kind of, like, what we're experiencing. And I told you the other night, bro, like, the idea of a fucking camera. You want to talk about senses, like, take away the camera and think about life, like, where it's at today. It wouldn't be close. But the science behind it, right? You can explain the science of how the camera works, right? It takes light and it burns it. Da 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 da. Cool. I'm glad you could explain it, and that helped me understand it. But the fact that fucking thing still did it, the fact that there's magic behind that shit, you can explain all you want. You can explain gravity. You can explain breathing and life and whatever in the body.
Can't explain
but
gravity,
the fact
though.
That it. Oh, but I'm saying, like, you did the whatever the fuck, not E equals M, Newton's law, whatever. Either way, the motherfucker said, yeah, the apple fell on my head, therefore gravity. But and that's just a form
just
of communication. But the fact that the world works like that, where we don't float, and it's like, bro, anything's
cool thing about
insane,
photos
bro.
Is like they're like
real. My bad,
physical.
I went off.
They're
sorry.
Real physical things.
The what?
And so, like, okay,
photos?
Like, compare, like, photos to gravity. Like, gravity's a real physical thing, so are photos.
Physical is a word we all agreed upon to, like,
true, but you can
define
do that with any
something.
Word.
Right. I'm just saying
so
though.
So is the
like,
word the
right, but I'm saying for this scenario.
That's what I'm saying, but these are the two things we're describing, right? Those are things?
Yes.
Hypothetically?
Yeah.
We're agreeing that, like, photos are things?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I'm saying the inner workings. And I,
oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the photograph? That. Yeah, I'm talking about the magic that
yeah,
makes
yeah,
it work.
Yeah, same here. I was trying to, like...
You could take something that exists in reality and place it onto something, like...
And capture
it. And we're so part. Fucking used to all this technology, bro. And just, like, nothing really phases us anymore, like, really rocks our socks off. But, like, really think about how fucking exponential technology has been.
I think stuff... bro, have you done virtual reality yet?
No, nah, not, like, real extensive shit.
Bro,
have
I
you?
Saw... Nah. But, I mean, like, okay, so I've jumped out of a plane a couple times, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw this chick... There was this, like, aunt, bro, I'm just going to call her auntie because there was these couple young brothers in the background laughing and recording, right? She had the VR goggles on, and there was this big projector screen in the back, like,
oh,
behind her.
God.
And she was standing on the edge. Like, if you were in, like, New York City, standing at the top of one of the tallest, like, buildings, and there was just a little ledge that you, like, a little plank, damn near walking a plank, like, that goes out from it.
Yep.
She was standing on the edge of that. She had the VR goggles on, and, like, she, like, couldn't move. She couldn't move. Like, she took two steps out, and she was arguing the whole time. Like, no, like, crying, like, screaming, like, no, I got to take this off now. Like, at the end, like, 30 seconds, and she was like, I just got to take this off now. Because you could see straight down and everything, like,
right.
On that projector screen in the background. And then, like, he's like, all right, you going to take it off now? And she's like, yes. And he walks up to her mad slow, and obviously she still has the goggles on. She didn't see him walking up. He just taps her on the shoulder a little bit, like, with a little nudge. Jeez. And she goes flying across the room and onto the ground, like, screaming, and, like, the VR goggles are still capturing falling down, like, the side of this building, and, like, it looks like she's passed out, bruh. Like, she's just laying on the ground, like, she's done screaming, and it's just like the projector screen is just showing what you would see if you were falling down the building. And finally, when it hit the ground, it was just boom, big old white, like, white flash. And, like, she was still laying on the ground, and, like, they're still laughing in the background, bruh. And she's just about taking the goggles off. And I was like, bruh, that would be a wild experience, dog. That would be, because, like, I feel like my worst nightmares, bro, are me falling off things. Like, me standing on, like, a water tower that's insanely, like, 75 times bigger than an actual water tower would be. Like, way up in the sky.
Always.
And, I don't know. This is just one example, but, like, I'm standing on the side of it, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing up here, right?
Yeah.
Collecting my thoughts, and all of a sudden, first thing I think of is, like, oh, hopefully a gust of wind doesn't come, because I don't know what I'm going to grab onto. I look to my left or my right, and there's a plane flying like 7 feet from me. Like, really? The wing, like, going, yeah, damn, right next to me. Boom, like blows that. Me off and shit like that. Ooh, yeah, those are like, some grand all my nightmares shit. are of me like falling off of something.
That's crazy, bro.
But my dumb ass would jump out of a plane trying to conquer these things.
Hey, but that fear shit, though, that's, I think that's the main reason that felt so real, the fear. My question is when can they nail that shit to where average shit just like chilling on a couch feels like fucking real? Do you know what I mean? Like, the reason that VR was so real, our brains can tell if it's like computer or not. Like, you know what I mean? You're able to tell a difference, but when there's that much fear involved, there's not enough CPU power to be.
And that was the thing about that video, bro. It seemed like she was completely there.
Right.
Like, she was completely 100% under the impression that she was on the side of that building.
Like, what?
And, like, she. That was just so crazy to me. Because I feel like, I don't know, I'm not really on the side of a building. You know what I mean? That's I wonder if she thought that. Same thing. You know what I mean? Well, it's just VR goggles. I ain't going to really experience this. You know what I mean?
What other technology you think's like that you've seen maybe, or prototypes, or like maybe something that doesn't even exist yet that like you think would be cool, or like you think we'll get to in our lifetime? Like, not automatic, some generic like flying cars or something, but like.
That's what I was going to say. Cheese graters, bro. I really think we're going to make a technological advancement.
There's how many billions of people in the world? I bet you there's someone today way older than us that probably just learned about cheese graters. Like, legit. That's insane. Nah, but for real.
Change their life.
Technology-wise, beyond, like, I mean, that's kind of, I mean, technology in the sense of electricity.
Bro, I love going down the loophole of the vaccine for the pandemic being a fucking, like, being a microchip. Or being filled with microchips that you can put into people's bodies. Thanks for tuning in to
Bamboozle the podcast.
Bro, that's like, it's wild hearing people talk about neural networks and like deep learning. Deep learning is like an actual phrase for like a portion of like the neural network community. And like, bro, it's crazy that they're really trying to make things learn emotions and full blown consciousness learn how to make things like. Experience, quote unquote, life. That's crazy to me. I think that technology is fucking wild. But like the fact that like they're able to make these things function at such a small scale, very quantum scale, like, I don't know, bro. Conspiracy theory wise, putting that in a vaccine is wild to me. And I'm just wondering if it's possible. Because if it's possible, like, now, that's just a wild.
My head hurts because I'm really trying to go with you on this one.
You don't have to.
No, I already did. I'm just saying I'm like really trying to like think about what that would be like. Like on some real life, like realistic shit. Because sometimes you talk about this. And this is a tightrope that you got to walk with conspiracies. Because like, not that I care about if people think I'm the conspiracy guy. But like, you'll lose people if you speak in the wrong language sometimes. You know what I mean?
But the fact that we said potatoes and starch, guarantee we get a potato commercial. Not commercial, but ad on our phones.
I was
shit,
up today,
bro.
I brought that chair up there to sit down. And I made a video and there's a bunch of flies fucking fly by my mouth and shit like this. No fucking bullshit in my head. I'm up there by myself. There's no reason for me to say it out loud. I'm like, fuck, bro. I really wish I had some bug spray. Not only 15 minutes later, bro, I'm on YouTube off bug spray. And also, it was a coupon for like 55 cents. I'm like, if you're gonna give me a coupon, bro, fuck. But then I started like it is definitely corporate and money, and the ads are for money. But like, at some rate, on some optimistic shit, I'm just like, I needed some bug spray and motherfuckers came through.
I'm telling you.
But that's the issue at the same time.
Yeah, see, when I bring up that issue, I also realize, am I going to go through the lengths it takes to like battle this thing?
And right. And where
I had to delete all my fucking actual social media apps today because I really was.
Yep,
I know. My head was all fucked up.
Yep.
I didn't delete my accounts, but I definitely deleted the apps just to get away from them for a little bit. Like, it was driving me nuts.
Yeah, because if you just plan on getting off of the day and you still have them, it's a sick habit that happens.
When you grab your
phone, you just immediately open those. Your thumb reaches for it.
I finally got around to noticing that, and I was like, dude, fuck, what's wrong with you, man? Like, not really.
I
want to get beating the shit out of myself for it, but I was just like, man, like, look around you. Don't you appreciate the things around you yet? Like, don't you still, like, because I've been telling myself a lot lately, like, life's good, and it's true. Life's really good right now. But,
is it.
I'm just, like, I don't like saying I'm unhappy, but, like, I'm not. It's not even that I'm not where I want to be. Like, I just feel something's missing. I just feel like.
Not in a negative sense.
There's a level I know I can operate at. That I love, that I actually enjoy myself, and I'm not even talking about working all the time or like putting all this time and effort into something that or something that's going to give me this grand reward, scheme of a reward, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just like, I haven't been happy lately from my perspective. And I feel like it's in crests and troughs as well. It comes and it goes. You got to like, you got to have one to have the other in that sense. But at the same time, like, I enjoy being happy. And I know, and I know the things, I now know the things it takes for me as a human being, Tyrell Smooch, whoever that nigga is, to be happy. Just to be happy and enjoy himself and be challenged by new things and to be curious and to be, and to want and desire things and be okay with that desire and to be happy that I have those desires, you know?
You're walking that walk though, bro. You've been like, that's one thing I've admired about you since the get go. You hit the ball hard on that one, or some good quote, but you like, for real, you smacked that joint out the park type
slap
shit. Like
that bag of
you're very adamant like about making sure that like you're cool with where your brain wanders and you go with it and you're okay with it. And that's what I was going to say at the end of the other comment when you're like, I've been unhappy lately. Like, I've been trying to add this to all the end of my sentences, but like, and saying, and that's okay at the end of shit.
Hell
like,
yeah.
I'm unhappy.
That. Thank you.
And
buddy,
that's okay. Yeah, bro, for sure. Like, and we was just talking about it. Like, we don't get to, it's the same concept with the pandemic, bro. The only cure to this motherfucker was just to sit at home and not do shit, and people was complaining about it. Yet when the world's back on, previously people just bitch about how they just want time off. The issue lies within not the time off, but because it didn't happen on their time. So it's the same thing with these unhappy days and emotions. It's like, it's not when we wanted to.
I'm not happy when I want to be.
Dude, I was planning on going through some shit and like I was able to like learn some shit and grow from it next week. I don't want to do that today. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I battle with that the most.
What'd you call it?
Crest and trough?
Yeah, that's it. Lows, that really does explain it. Yeah, but I've always kind of known that, but the perspective I've gained on it now is like I said, like you realize that you don't get a pick. But accepting
that's
that
the
you don't
beauty
get
in it too, though,
really does make it go
that
a lot
spastic,
quicker.
Spastic, spontaneous, bro. The spontaneity of the world alone is enough make me happy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
If I just let
humans
myself
the best,
be there for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes
exactly.
I just let myself do. Like I realize it. Like back when we were learning to take, I don't know if I feel like we were learning about it at the same time when we were learning to take accountability for things.
Yes.
And like on a deep level, though, like not just like, oh yeah, it was my fault I burnt that PB&J, but like real life shit. Like
for sure,
this comes back to me, like, and just whoever, not whoever I am, but just if you take accountability for something happening in your life, you gain a lot more control over it, and you actually like not control, but you can accept it. It's a lot easier to accept those things and hold on to them and not let them hurt you. You know what I mean? When you finally are just like, you know what? That happened, it's on me. It's so much easier to put your hands up and just be like, yo, to yourself, like to say, per se, to your ego,
yeah,
yo, my bad. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just like sometimes you really just, it's just like patting yourself on the back.
My buddy goes, what I like to do is like when I have a bad thought or like, you know, seem to be off track or being negative, he's just like, he tells himself, he goes, there goes that like goofy ass mind again, or like, you know, separating himself
though,
from
yeah.
it. Yeah, like there he goes again, trying to trick me. But like that moment of saying that is enough space for you to not fucking hop on board that train, bro. And that's that beauty that what I was getting at earlier is that it's not that our unhappiness isn't becoming that it doesn't exist. We're just quicker to not sit in it as long. And we'll always have it, but it's like the more you get good at not going into the negativity,
like
not unhappiness, sorry, the negativity.
I feel like it's almost appreciating the negativity in a way as well. Like,
but by doing
realizing
that,
that
go through it. It's the cool part.
That's like the beauty and nature of life is that negativity and the positivity. But like, you can maneuver the negativity in a bad way. You know what I mean? You could take in the negativity in a negative way instead of just maneuvering it how it's meant to be maneuvered, I guess, per se.
But
and like, it really sounds... I don't know. I feel like for the people my age and my peers, it sounds mad lazy. All
right,
and it sounds it just sounds like almost like hippie. I feel like hippie is the best way I could put it. If I was living in the 70s and I could put a frame on it, it'd be hippie.
Yeah.
But like just letting life live, like just go with it. That's the easiest way I could put it, is just going with it. Because
you said
like
sway the other day, and I really fuck with that.
Oh, swaying with it? Yeah.
Yeah, you and that's today? What it is. It's not necessarily going with it. It's just like when it's swinging. Like we talked about when we came to LA, bro.
Like pump your legs when you're swinging, pretty much.
Yeah. type shit. And
you feel yourself coming up, you kick your legs out. Keep them going, coming back player. Down, you want to control that go. Way back down and like right. make it a good way back up as you're going back. Kick your legs back.
Here's the catch though. No matter what you do to your legs, you're still going back. So that's what I was getting at earlier when you was talking about this accepting shit. Or oh, sorry, taking responsibility for your shit. Here's the kicker, bro. It's all your responsibility. Yeah, 100%. It's very it can be very hard to get to. We're getting better at it as a species, I think. But the idea is, fuck, I've been losing my train of thought. Say something. No track. What was you talking about?
No, I'm talking about track. I don't know, but like letting your mind wander as well. Like it could feel like you're aware and you're there and you're yeah. in that sense of being like you're fucking like I'm present,
right?
But it still feels like shit in here, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. I can still smell the fucking aroma in the air of right. like not being good. Like most of the time when I'm like in a bad mood, I notice it right away,
right?
I know I'm in that bad mood and I'll call myself out for like, hey, like I'll tell myself in my head like, should I say to other people like, hey, relax, like, bro. You know what I mean? For like real. hey
yeah,
you good, bro? You know what I mean? Hey,
yeah, let's talk more on that, like different techniques you have that works for you.
That's what I was getting at. Like, I'll be in that mode and I'll be going through those things, like telling myself these positive like affirmations and such.
Yep.
And then like I'll get to this point where it's like, okay, and I'll still be upset about like just over the last 2 weeks, I can say I'll still be upset and I won't know why. And that's the breaking point, is not knowing why. Like, fuck, I'm pissed off or I'm frustrated yeah. or I'm just in this bad mood and I don't know why. And I can ask myself a million times why. And I might still fucking not know why. And that's the climax right there. Because if I keep asking myself that, I'll fucking just keep going, keep riding this trout. But as soon as I'm just like, doesn't matter why, you feel that way, feel it, nigga.
Yes.
Then that little space I use in between there finally takes me back down,
yes.
down the hill. You know what I mean? Yep. I'm like, oh shit, okay, well just live. Just do you. Like quit worrying about it, why you feel that way. Just right. feel it. If you feel that way, just fucking feel it. Like, cause I got this thing where like, I don't even know if I can say I got this thing, but like I avoid people when I'm like that, when I'm in that mood or I think I'm gonna get that yeah, mood.
I live with you, bro.
I just avoid, cause I'm so like self-conscious about it rubbing off, and like, cause yeah. I don't want other people to like to experience and what I'm experiencing. And it did with me, remember, you know,
for
I mean?
A while, like that.
Oh
like,
hell yeah, bro.
Miscommunication, but dude, yeah.
But that's, I feel like I could attribute that to like how much we bounce feelings off each other.
Yeah, we're really just very do. Intuitive, you know, cause it's like, it's not that like. It's like I can obviously sense something's wrong. It's not like it's like really affecting me that sense, but it's more so like I want to like be there for you, bro. Yeah. Like, what's up? Yeah, like I can smell it on you, bro. Like, let's run it, because I know every time we talk about it. But sometimes people just ain't ready to talk about it. You know, like everyone processes their shit differently, and that's another beautiful thing too. And that's a real big you know, kind of duality behind of letting go or just going through something or accepting it. Like you said, like being like, and I don't know why, like the, and just going through it.
Yeah, just
is
that. It.
Here's the thing though, going through it isn't. Quote you can read. Going through it isn't a book you yeah. can finish. There's no movie to feel something.
That's a nail on feeling the head.
Feeling is
right
just
there.
Like it's what is it? This like it's just the nowing. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Dead ass, yeah.
type shit.
Just like, dude, yes, 100%. Dude, you couldn't hit that nail
harder.
Hard on the head.
It's cool, bro. Yeah.
Because that's, dude, because when you just fucking, I don't know, that's what you realizing that, bro. That's, bruh,
you
that's,
like that?
It's not, I can't even call it end game, because you can take that with you, I feel, forever down this path we're on, because, like, I don't know.
What, you're talking about feeling shit?
I understand at this point that what people mean when they say it's not about the end goal, it's about the journey or whatever,
because
you hear it a million ways, you right. hear it in, like, tons of different, like, metaphors,
yep.
tons of different reasons for why it's that way, but, like,
cliches.
You gotta feel that.
Yes.
You gotta feel that. Yes. Like,
there's
it's
a
nothing,
reason the
there's nothing you could write down.
The journey
bro.
Line. There's a reason it's still around, bro.
Yeah, 100%.
It's true.
For real. And like, it's, I feel like even for all them fucking quotes that like live, I feel like it's a feeling. They're never exactly how you pinpoint them. If you read them, if you heard them, they're never how it plays in your head
right.
ever. That play never plays that way.
Right.
It's always some mirage of chords just fucking that just hits you in the back of the head, just slaps you in the back of the head. You're like, oh shit,
right.
that's what it is.
Right,
you
know right, I mean? Right, right. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and I
for
love,
sure.
I definitely love him for that too.
You know what I love? A side note about just different. I love the human race in the fact that like what's gone through their two eyeballs and what's gone through my two eyeballs is and is all our senses is vastly and uniquely different from and as many people there are in the world. Like, no matter what, even the smallest of things, there's something that no one else has ever experienced that I've experienced. You know what I mean?
Like, perspectives, bro.
Correct. And that's so fucking beautiful. And it, like, really, that having that perspective of other people's perspectives, you know, putting yourself in other people's shoes, kind of, but
opens up
it
that
just allows a lot
more
room for, like, peace and love and, like, yeah, understanding and not judging. And it's just something really cool about that. Like, everyone's like this in a world where we're fucking taught to just, like, box everything up in this way, and this is exactly the way we have to have it, and we control it, and I can swipe on a fucking app and get a girl, and I can tap that, and I can have food at my door, and I can just have everything the way I want it, and I'm supposed to do it in this way and this like that. It's like, it's crazy to know how uniquely different everyone is, and I love watching people stray away from the pack, so to speak, like get away from the herd. And it's hard because we live in a society where if you start going away from the herd, bro, people are like, you're out the club, player, like, until you start doing something cool, and they're like, fuck, bro, I believed you the whole time, like, type shit. So it's like, I want to really get rid of that stigma of being the standout, because standouts are my favorite motherfucking people, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's the catch too, like, it's like, even the people that don't quote unquote stand out, like, that's, I don't even want to say victim in a bad sense, but that's privy. That's privy to, like, you know, what they had upbringing, and like they don't had any control of anything, what their name was, where they grew up, who right, their parent yeah. was. It's just interesting to know that experiences are 100% different from everybody else. Even an identical twin experiences something different than his twin, her twin. It's yeah. cool, man. It's
really
cool.
I was listening
cool.
to, like, I always I feel like I always think of you saying fucking Smoochie Watts whenever I quote Smoochie Alan Watts, bro. No, but, like, I was listening to one of his lectures the other, like, I don't know, I've listened to this one, like, a bunch of times, but, like, he's talking about geneticists and how, like, in the 90s, 80s, 90s, they were able to, like, it was when they were first starting to be able to, like
manipulate shit.
Yeah, manipulate genes yeah. and, like, be able to, like, I don't want to say, I want to say perfect humans, but, like, pretty much make a model of humans that is, like, most efficient, the most efficient type of person, right?
Right.
And so they asked a bunch of philosophers, like,
yes,
like,
ooh, a group of yes, them, yes. I was that, just
like,
reading about this.
Yeah, like, what would be the best kind of human? Like, can you yes. guys help us, like, figure out what would the best type of human to
ooh,
have be?
It's a good combo.
And like, I don't know. Like, he said, this is what he said. Not, I don't know. I probably believe it. That this man, out of all the whole group, was just like, who are we to know what's the best
yes.
qualities or traits for humans to have at any point in time? Because you never know when something's needed, like a certain quality or trait is actually needed in the world. Like, what if there's, like, a world, like, another ice age, and, like, really, like, Eskimos and people that live in way colder climates are, like, the type to survive. We're going to need those people. Who are we to say we don't need that certain type of people? Just, like, people that know how to write code. People like Silicon Valley cats. Like, Pi didn't need them back when we were eating lions and freaking fighting in coliseums and stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? Having those guys around didn't mean much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's like, it's way out of context, but, like, I feel like that just ties into, like, having a variety of people and having
yeah.
such a, like, a vast amount of differences and uh-huh. like different perspectives and different views on things.
Yeah.
Just makes the world so much prettier and so much more beautiful.
Oh,
like, dude,
so
when you walk into, like,
a
not a garden, but, like, what do they call it? Like a meadow of just
ooh,
flowers, of just
yeah.
hella random flowers. There's nothing I love more than, like, just hella just randomness outside in nature. Just, like, shit, you're just like, what the fuck is going on here? You know what I mean? Like,
no, hey, you know
that
what that is?
The
metaphors. That's LA, son. For real, bro. I ain't never seen this vast majority of people in this short amount of time.
For real.
And I'm fucking here for it, buddy.
Same.
I love it.
Me too. Just the characters, bro. I love characters.
I love, like, meeting anyone, bro. Sorry, that was, like, really just flat out, but, like, but on God, on Miss Universe, on Miss Mother Nature, I love meeting people, bro, for real.
Bro, I remember that was my favorite thing to tell myself from, like, age 12 to, like, age 17.
What?
I just love meeting people. Anybody ask me what my favorite thing is, either working out or meeting people, bro. I used to love that shit. But the way you said that was fucking comical. I was in the middle of the song.
It sounded like
this,
I was
man
going
just,
hard
I don't know,
about this.
I love meeting people. Yo, hey.
Bro.
That's how you was about to bite my ankle or something, bro.
Yeah,
relax.
Dude. Flat out. All right. What was you
There's another
say?
Thing, too, like, with not humility. What's the other H word? No, not E. Horticulture? Empathy. Empathy. Like, empathy is another thing that just randomly hits you out of nowhere. Like, yes, you could think, you could read up on empathy as much as you want. You could, like, do. I feel like I've read a lot of on it. I've talked to people about empathy, about being empathetical, about expressing yourself in such a way.
Right.
And, that, like, being there for people in such a way.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know empathy till I felt empathy and pointed that out in my head, like, oh, that's that little brain cell. Yes. You know what I mean?
Do you remember when you first understood what self-awareness was, becoming self-aware of self-awareness, that it was like a thing?
I just explained that just like an hour ago, bro. Like,
I thought I was a god, bro, when I learned like that. I'm like, oh, there's a name for this shit.
I attribute that to you for sure, because I remember hearing about it a lot, like always listening to Gary Vee and shit like that, like a couple years ago.
Shout out, though.
Yeah, bro. Like,
no matter what people say, that's
and
kind of
knowing it, but Eckhart Tolle, bro.
Yeah,
that's why totally. I contributed. That's, I gotta give you props for that. 150%.
I never thought you even read books, for real, for real,
bro. Like, no, I remember getting that book, and then it was. I told the story just a couple hours ago, but like, I remember getting that, like, losing my phone, getting rid of my phone, and then finally I remember when you sent it to me, I read like 20 something pages out of it, and then like I kind of set it to the side, me and you kind of just like got into our own things, and then finally like we started talking again. That was after I got my phone back, so this was before that. Yeah, like whatever the phone thing happened, and then like I remember just actually sitting down and being like, you know what, I'm gonna bust this out. And then in that book, Eckhart Tolle talks about, is it Tolle?
Yeah, Eckhart Tolle. Yeah.
It's not Tolle.
Hey, guess what?
Sure. But no, anyway.
I got what you meant, and that's all that fucking matters.
26 letters, cuz.
Bro, you're...
No, but like that example of like holding your palm out.
I'm just kidding.
And like looking at like maybe the center of your palm and then looking away from it and then just feeling that spot you looked at. Just sitting there and just feeling it. Not with the other hand, but just holding one hand out, feeling a centralized place in your body. And just focusing on it, and that being life, and being in true awareness, and true, like,
that's actually a beautiful technique, bro. I just talked about how you can't really teach it in a quote or whatever, but that's actually a really good technique.
That sends me.
Don't listen to
me, because
that's for sure. It's a weird concept, but I remember I tried it a few times on his shit, and he's just like, just sit there and focus on your hand. I'm just like, I'm my brain's thinking about a hand, but like, how do I really feel only that hand? Like, it's interesting, dude. It's kind of, this ain't really similar, but like it reminds me of the idea of like when you don't have a cold and you just live in life.
Yeah, and then you're like, you have your a cold, nostril, like, you
I never
feel
remember
every...
what it was like without the cold, bro.
Bro, oh my god,
that's kind of what that reminds me of.
So real life, bro. But like, I don't know, like there's something about like being able to like feel yourself here and know you're here, and that just makes me feel okay.
Yeah, bro.
Like, it's okay, bro.
Fuck, for sure. It got me excited. I was just thinking about like being present. That happened to me today, just looking at those fucking mountains again. But I love when that shit hits, and I love when it can hit with you focusing on your hand. It doesn't have to be some big ass valley or view or piece of art. Like,
yeah.
You the motherfucking piece of art. You hear me?
Hey, you got a book you read?
I got
lately?
Plenty of books, huh?
You got a book you read lately that you've been fucking with?
Yeah, it's called On Love, and I might have to go get it. I got some cool little gems in there, but yeah, if you want to talk to the people, I'll grab it. I want to give shout out to the
what's
author.
It been hitting? How's it been hitting for you?
Tell me about something you was doing while I go grab the book.
That I was doing?
Yeah.
Shit, last week I had this. I had a mango, 3 dragon fruit, 1 cucumber, no knife. So I was really leading down a path of regret, angst, disappointment. This man runs out the room at least 3 times per podcast, just so you guys know. So if you hear those little stomping feet, he also runs on his heels.
What happened?
Nah.
Shit. He runs on their heels?
I was talking about the Marlins.
All right, buddy. It's called On Love by Alain de Botton.
You were down to spell out the first one, but you fucking pronounce the
easy,
second
bro.
One.
Is it Alien? Alan?
Alien?
Yeah, you could dyslexic.
Anyway, but what's been hitting?
This book, man, I'm trying to be more cautious how I say this, because I don't want to sound negative, but I'm teaching myself how to be more articulate about books I'm reading when people ask, because I really struggle with that, and I usually just hand them the book and go read the back, like, you know what I'm saying?
You got way too used to that.
Yeah, but like, this one's cool. It's not like necessarily self-help or anything by any means, but it's just like this guy's story of him falling in love with this girl, but it's not like a romantic book where you fall in love with like the girl or you romanticize yourself necessarily. Like, he explains all the intricacies that no one talks about when you're getting in a relationship with someone, all the smallest of details that everyone's too embarrassed to say, but he's just like very well spoken and just like hella intelligent and uses all these big words that I have to Google, but like
it's like you Google
every little like thing you read, dude, is like in its own by itself, just like a little gem. So I marked a bunch of pages. I want to maybe just, I'll just like pick a random one because I don't remember the philosopher 37. What about you, bro? Do you got any that you've been?
See the botany.
Botan.
What?
Have you do you have any books you've been enjoying lately?
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Big Dave, bro.
Oh, what do you? Oh yeah. What
you know. Like, no. Big Dave. Right. Yeah, shout out to Dave, bro. Yeah, he sent me a couple books the other day. He sent me a book called The Power of Positivity, I think. Uh-huh. And then he sent me another one called The Buddha and the Badass. I can get like the author and stuff.
Yeah,
for you.
That'd be cool. Maybe you could Google it while I read this.
Can't read, by the way.
So here's this, you're leaving, but people's listening. But in this book, there's this little section, and the way the book's written is like each chapter, the first paragraph starts with a one, and each subsequent paragraph has a number on it. And it's like, I don't know what the deal is with it, but it's like subconsciously easier to read. Like, you're not as intimidated, you know what I mean? But here's a little paragraph out of it. It's fucking cool. But it says, the philosopher in the bedroom is as ludicrous a figure as the philosopher in the nightclub. In both arenas, because the body is a predominant and vulnerable, because the body is predominant. And I see, I don't even know half these words. Oh, obviously, vulnerable. The mind becomes an instrument of silent, uninvolved assessment. Thought's infidelity lies in its privacy. And then a quote, if there's something that you cannot say to me, ask the lover, things that you must think alone, then can you really be trusted? I'm just going to read the rest of it too. But I wasn't thinking anything cruel. I ran my hands and lips across Chloe's body. It was simply that Chloe would probably have been disturbed by the news that I was thinking at all, because thought implies judgment, and because we are all paranoid enough to take judgment to be negative, it is constructionally suspect in the bedroom. Hence the sighing that drowns the sounds of lovers' thoughts, sighing that confirms I am too passionate to be thinking. I kiss, and therefore I do not think. Such is the official myth under which lovemaking takes place. The bedroom, a unique space in which partners tactically agree not to remind one another of the awe-inspiring wonder of their nudity.
That's beautiful.
But, like, man. Dude, bro, like, the fact that I had to put my brain into overdrive just to, like, catch it.
Speaking of,
bro, damn. But, yeah, nah, so that, it's just been having a lot of that, bro. So, yeah, that's something I'm reading lately. I really highly recommend it. It's a beautiful book.
It's like backdoor introspective.
For girls, for women, yeah, huh?
It's like backdoor introspective. Like, gets you to think about you and somebody else, but yeah, mostly somebody else.
Yes.
Until you're willing to step back and be like, oh shit, that's for me.
But that's what this book's so good at, by doing that. Yeah. And that's why it's not a traditional romance novel, in the sense that it's like, you're not like, even though it kind of explained like my lips touched her, whatever, it wasn't like, yeah, or fucking my rock hard
example, you know what I mean? At least it gives an example.
Yeah, no, it's cool, dude. It's really well written and it's like a lot of gems, so I really recommend it. But what's the book? Yeah, let's hear this shit.
I can't read.
The Buddha and the Badass by who? Yashan? Yashin?
Rosedale. Crescendo? Yeah. The first one was The Power of Positive Thinking. That's by Norman Vincent, Peale. Not sure if that's Peel or not. Then, yeah, the one I was really interested in, though, that I've been reading is The Buddha and the Badass by, I want to say it's Vision. V-I-S-H-E-N Lakhani. I want to say Lakhani, but it's L-A-K-H-I-A-N-I.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think it's busy. Anyway, yeah, it's called The Buddha and the Badass, and it's really, like, I've really just gotten into the beginning, but it's more like a, like, find yourself, like, find your inner power, like, type book. Like, you have things about your personality and, like, about you that you just haven't unlocked yet, that you just haven't, like, giving yourself insight on. It gives this example of seeds, right? And like how maybe there's not a certain amount of different of a certain variety of seeds, but there is a variety of seeds, and each person is a type of seed, right? And you're pretty much meant to grow into something particular, yes, right? Yes. And so, in a sense, it's like how the oak is implied in the acorn. You know what I mean? Like how every seed grows into something specific.
Yes.
And so, a lot of people spend their life, per se, as a certain type of seed, but trying to grow into something that they're not meant to grow into.
Right.
Like, you're a watermelon seed, but you're trying to grow into... like a lemon, like an orange, or like a piece of fried chicken, right, or something like that. But like, you're just trying to grow in a direction that you're not meant to grow in, right? And that always, in my head, that takes me back to you telling me that, not that we all have a purpose, but that the only things you can really manifest in life are the things that are going to serve you as well. So like, I don't know, those two things just connected, those two little brain cells connected in my head.
I love that.
Like, yeah, you might have this thing, like, because I have a hard time with everything happens for a reason. Like, I'm coming around to it, but like, I have a hard time with it.
For sure.
And like, just the simple fact that like, maybe I'm meant to grow into this thing that like, I see little glimpses of, and I get little feelings for, and I like, I feel my fucking body just start shaking for certain things because like, it's probably like, in my head, my theory
is like, resonating with it.
And I'm probably pointing my compass in the right direction. Right. You know what I mean? And that's what, those are the little things I feel.
Yes.
And when I'm sitting around eating hot Cheetos, dipping my feet in a pool, you know what I mean? Like, and it doesn't feel good, and I'm doing things that don't, like, I'm like, not happy with.
Right.
I'm just trying to grow in the wrong ways.
At the wrong time too, because it's like, those aren't necessarily not your ways sometimes, but like, some things just weren't meant for you at that time.
Yeah,
so like,
being able to accept those things,
right? Because there's this idea, like I said earlier, with going with the herd, of like, things that are supposed to bring you enjoyment. You said Cheetos by the pool. Everyone else that's listening right now goes, yeah, that sounds chill as fuck, but like, that's just through
that lens, that perspective.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, like that's pretty much the majority. But that's the cool thing about life, is like,
you good? Nate's just FaceTiming me right now.
Which Nate?
My name.
Fuck, bro.
I don't know why. He don't ever. He might be FaceTiming the whole group. Nah, just FaceTiming me, man.
Answer
that little
it,
boy.
Answer
nah, I feel
it.
Bad,
him
bro. I'd already hung up. Nah, right, man. They had.
Yeah, let's wrap this thing up too.
Yeah, for sure. They had in Wisconsin without me this weekend, and they all mad. I don't know if they.
Oh,
mad
it's
at
this
me.
Weekend they're going.
I think it's this weekend or next weekend.
Hard, man.
But I know I'm not going, just based on COVID season.
Shit. Yeah, great note to end it on. A lot of positive shit. I fuck with it.
All
right. Hey, thanks for listening,
breathe
y'all.
In, breathe out.
We back. Yeah, yeah. We back in action, man. We trying to be more consistent.
For
with
sure.
It.
Yeah, we're gonna try to get these socials up and these small little.
Yeah, yeah,
up,
yeah. We found some great people that have been connecting. Just like, as soon as we start letting life happen, it started coming to us, motherfucker. And I'm here for it. And I'm
same
excited
for them. That's what it feel like. It feel like they let life happen too. And like, we're just coming to them. Like,
for
that's,
sure.
I love
bro.
That.
Leave them with a quote.
A quote.
What's the crazy shit you ever heard?
Crazy shit I ever heard.
Give me a quote, man. I know you've been sitting on one. I can smell it through them dirty ass socks.
Sitting on a quote. I don't really.
What's a good quote of yours that you enjoy? Like, when you meet a new person and a stranger, and y'all talk about life, and you like, you hit them with that one, and you watch everyone's eyes light up, or like, damn, I didn't ever heard of that. You tell me shit all the time, and I hear you repeat shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You hear me repeat shit.
You really got nothing, bro?
Bro, I want to say I'm hitting a fucking blank right now.
I guess
now,
I'm not
bro.
Letting life happen. Maybe
you
you're
feel
not
me? You're trying
to
drag it out of me, bro. Damn.
I got one that's basic, and I say it a lot, so I'll cover it for the both of us. But whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
True.
Chew on that one a little bit. Later.
Eat me. Hip slide. Now turn around and drop it. And let it ride.